It turns out the government's $800 billion paycheck protection program did a lot to protect wealthy Americans during the COVID recession at the expense of ordinary workers. Joining us now is Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman with more. Rick, I know you wrote a story about this, and this is not just you saying it. This is based on research from nearly a dozen economists at MIT.
Right. This is led by MIT economist David Autor. And he and his team looked at where did the money go from the Paycheck Protection Program that was almost $800 billion in loans that went out in three tranches, two of those in 2020, right after the COVID pandemic hit, and then another one in 2021. So they found that some of that did make its way to workers as intended and did help keep people employed. But they also found that a big chunk of that money, around $366 billion, ended up helping out the top 20% of earners. And the reason for that is those are the people who own the businesses and those are the shareholders in those businesses. So just as a quick reminder, the PPP was meant for smaller businesses, those who had fewer than 500 workers. And it was supposed to give low interest loans. Many of those are going to be forgiven to businesses as long as they use the money to keep people on the payroll and keep people employed. And it just so happens that when you funnel money to businesses, it has to go to the business and the business owners first. And it ended up being a big windfall for business owners. That's not inherently bad. It doesn't mean they all went out and bought yachts or beach houses with it. But it means that a lot of that money just did not filter down to workers, ordinary workers, which was the intent of the program. So I think this type of research will be used in the future when we have another downturn and Congress has to figure out what's the best way to get the best bang for the buck for taxpayer dollars. I think we'll probably see modifications to this type of program if we see another PPP at all.
Well, Rick, this is Karina. So, you know, Democrats want more pandemic relief. McConnell just came out and said, let's account for all of the money that's still, the billions that are still in the pipeline. So how likely are we to see any more stimulus at this point?
Well, it can't be very likely, Karina. I mean, first of all, Democrats cannot get their act together in Congress. They seem to be running in every direction, trying to get a voting rights law passed, get Build Back Better resuscitated. That is Biden's program, which they, you know, basically died. They have to do a funding bill to keep the government running. They have a Supreme Court nominee they have to get through. And by the way, Democrats no longer have a one-seat majority because the senator from New Mexico, Senator Lujan, just had a stroke, and he won't be on the Senate floor to vote. So Democrats don't even have that slim majority they used to have for at least until he comes back. So I don't think we're going to see much additional stimulus. And if we do see anything at all, it's going to be very, very targeted to the industries and businesses still hurting the most, which is mostly restaurants and other service sector businesses that just cannot get back on their feet because we keep having new COVID surges.
All right. Rick Newman, thanks for breaking it down for us. Appreciate
it. Bye, guys.